Welcome to another episode of IELTS Radio Station, where we help you speak with clarity and confidence. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a highly relevant and commonly tested topic in IELTS speaking, education and learning.
Absolutely. This topic frequently appears in all three parts of the exam and offers a chance to showcase your vocabulary, grammar, and personal experience, all critical for a high band score.
Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Let's start with part 1, easy, everyday questions about personal preferences and experiences. Question, do you study or work? Sample answer, band 6. I'm currently studying biology at university.
That's clear and accurate, but quite basic. Let's improve it. Improved tip. I'm currently studying biology at university because I've always been fascinated by living systems and how different organisms function. Adding personal motivation and more detail pushes this into band 7 territory.
Question, what do you like about your studies? Sample answer, band 7. I enjoy interactive classes and practical labs. They allow me to apply theories in real situations and collaborate with classmates.
Great. This sample includes academic vocabulary like interactive and practical labs and demonstrates a clear structure.
Question, what's the most challenging part of your studies? The complex information in genetics can be challenging. Understanding how genes regulate cellular processes requires deep analytical thinking and consistent review.
Excellent use of precise academic terms, analytical thinking, consistent review, and a thoughtful explanation showing complex ideas. Time for part 2. Here's your cue card. Describe a subject you enjoyed studying at school. You should say what the subject was, why you liked it, what you learned, and explain why it was memorable.
Sample answer, band 7.5. One subject I loved was world history. I found learning about different civilizations, like ancient Rome and Egypt, fascinating because it showed how the past shapes our present. My teacher used documentaries and group discussions, which helped me remember key facts and think critically. It was memorable because it sparked my interest in cultural connections and storytelling across time.
Very strong. To elevate it further, upgrade tip. I vividly remember presenting a project on the French Revolution where I had to analyze its social and economic causes and discuss its impact. That exercise not only enhanced my research skills, but also improved my public speaking and critical analysis.
Adding a specific personal anecdote and advanced vocabulary like analyze, critical analysis, public speaking can push this towards band 8.
Now let's move to part 3, where discussion gets deeper and more abstract. Question, how has education changed in your country recently? Sample answer, band 8.
Recently, education has shifted from rote memorization to critical thinking and problem solving. Schools increasingly use project-based learning and online tools. Consequently, students develop creativity and independent learning skills, preparing them for modern career demands.
That's excellent. Notice the coherent structure using a shift from to pattern and connectors like consequently. Including relevant trends and linking to real-life impact further emphasizes quality.
Exactly. Question, what role does technology play in modern education?
Sample answer, band 8.5. Technology plays a vital role in modern education. Virtual classrooms and online resources provide flexibility, allowing students to learn at their own pace. For instance, using learning management systems helps track progress and identify weak areas. However, excessive screen time can reduce social interaction. Therefore, a balanced approach is essential to reap benefits while minimizing drawbacks.
Great balance, advanced vocabulary, like learning management systems and excessive screen time, and nuanced opinion with pros and cons. And an indication of band 8 plus performance. Now, provide some practice tips.
Here are key strategies to maximize your score with the topic education and learning. 1. Use personal examples. Show real experiences like projects or teaching moments. 2. Incorporate academic vocabulary, terms like interactive classes, critical analysis, project-based learning, and learning management systems. 3. Vary grammar. Use structures like shift from to, conditional forms, and relative clauses. 4. Employ discourse markers. Consequently, however, therefore, but, to structure your thoughts clearly.
And some practice tips. 1. Record yourself answering each part. 2. Replay and check for filler words, clarity, and fluency. 3. Upgrade vocabulary and add relevant transitions.
That wraps up our episode on education and learning. We hope it guides you in mastering this key IELTS topic.
Next time, we'll explore work and career, another essential area for IELTS speaking. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.